We're talking about Boone Community Theater on the program today. Susan Herrick back. Susan, good to see you.
Hey, Jim, it's been a while. To be here. Yeah, it has.
And Christopher Levi, I've seen you. So.
Hello. Oh, I try to come out during the summers when I'm more available.
Christopher was here last time. And
yes, he was.
We were talking about all the youth stuff, and we'll touch on that a little bit later, but Michelle's been taking care of a lot of that. You've been taking care of building stuff.
And boy, yeah.
I would hope you're doing well, because someone needs it for a production coming pretty soon. Actually, Susan, the first production for the season, The Miracle Worker.
The Miracle Worker, yeah.
And you have, you're directing it. So
I am.
You got it. All right. Tell me why, how. I mean, is this just something you really, all of a sudden, or was it time to bring back a classic?
Well, maybe that, but it is one of the most incredible scripts ever. And, of course, the story of Helen Keller is amazing. if people are not aware, she was born sighted and hearing, but at 6 months old, she ran a fever, which took away her sight and her hearing. And then she was... This person who couldn't see or hear and was pretty much shut off from the world. And the family was despairing of what to do, and so they hired a young woman, Annie Sullivan, to come work with her to see if they could help her in some way. And they just wanted her to be less wild than she was. And, of course, Annie, who had been blind for part of her youth, wanted her to do a lot better than that, and wanted to teach her words, which she had no conception of whatsoever. And so the whole show is pretty much Annie having to fight everybody else about how to do this, because everybody else felt bad for her and let her get away with murder.
See, when most people, when you say miracle worker, they think Helen Keller.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The story is Annie Sullivan.
It really is. It really is. It is obviously Helen, too, but... Yeah. But it's what Annie did to make her finally realize what a word meant, and once she knew what a word meant, she knew everything else. Because she was a very bright little thing, but locked.
No way to communicate.
Locked in, yeah.
So, and it's. I know that you had, even before, just people from theater that were there was, and I know you did auditions, but. There were a lot of people, and there's some great parts here, too.
There are wonderful parts, and they're all good parts. There are some great male parts in this show that people are not really aware of. The father, the captain, who, God love him, is not a really nice guy, but very confused about how to relate to his daughter and to his son, because there's a stepson in here the captain also has no idea what to do with.
Okay.
And so,
not real good at parenting, the parenting part.
His parenting is not great.
Yeah. So, I know you had a lot of great people that were, I mean, there were a lot of people. There was, I want to read for this. So that was good. But the one thing that you held off, really, on doing auditions until, right, here we are, August. Summer's well past, or we're moving along, and rehearsals coming up very quickly, because your production's coming up very quickly.
Well, it's not until the end of September, so we've got a few weeks here, but there's a lot to be done.
Yeah.
With people being on vacation and out of town, and just so many things that get in the way in the summer, so we wait until right at the beginning of August, but then when we cast, we're jumping right into it.
Yeah. So at full force. In the past, Christopher, we have done some where you might have been involved in some of those where we started the auditions early, and then we kind of worked through the summer to put it all together.
Yeah, a couple of times I've cast a show and given them all their books, and then come back at the end of the summer to discover that the books were covered with dust.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it did much.
Yeah.
But at least it took away the excuses.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. The big thing for you, though, has been the building. Folks, downtown Boone Community Theater now has a permanent home.
We have a home. It's great.
Susan's been waiting for this for a long time.
Yes.
I'm thinking that everything's going to come clicking here right in the nick of time. But the big challenge, of course, is that all of the contractors are just super busy. So trying to get them in is difficult. And so you have to be patient because that's all they can do is what they can do. So that's been a big challenge. It kind of puts knots in your stomach sometimes when you're thinking,
well, we want to open September the 21st, and that means everything's got to be done. And
Odds and ends of things you can do. Have you guys been moving from the one location, or are you totally moved out to the new one? I happened to go by and see people sitting there reading one night, so I know that you're making use of it.
We've got three or four more work days on the schedule to get everything moved out. We're pretty close, but I think the last little bit takes forever because you think you're done and then you spend a whole day and you're still almost done, but
almost
you're dunner, you know.
I'm almost, just one more day. I know I can do it in one
and
more
then
day.
Then I suppose we have to clean the place up, broom clean or what have you. So so we've got a little bit more work there, but we are definitely out at the end of this month. So we're cutting the umbilical cord. We got to do it.
Okay. And that's one of the things you guys did have to, once you worked out the arrangements on the old Garfield building and stuff. I know it was an issue, and I talked to Christopher about it last time too, because here you are making a commitment on a good sized building downtown, but it's a little different situation than what the Garfield building was.
Can I tell you the best thing that happened at Rotary?
Okay.
This week, somebody came over to me and said, "Do you know how much better the downtown looks with you guys in that building already?" And I just thought, okay, if people are noticing what we're doing and how we're doing it, thank God, we're ready to go.
Nice to get something in there and do that. And we'll point out, I know you got some plans down the road, but it's going to take a little while to refurbish the exterior, do things like that, make more use of your space. You got great space.
It's great, yes.
Space after where you've been and working out of the small building down the street, but it was nice to be just to be on Main Street, wasn't it?
It was.
We figured out how to do theater in a 24-foot wide building, so now we can spread out a little bit more, get a little bit of a larger audience. But it's doable. They do it in New York City, but it's a different beast.
Yeah. A little different. But you've got things, so we're getting it moved in. So what are some of the first things up? Because obviously you'd like to be able to get things set up in there, because you got to get your stage and things set, I'm sure.
Right. So that's starting.
Agree on where it's going to be, I guess?
Yeah, that's already begun.
In the building? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So the set design has already begun, the set building. So the a second restroom we need for assembly use, and so that's on the plan. And I'm trying to think here, the lobby needs some walls, and I'm not sure how far along that is just yet, but so we're just trying to get it so that we have the sort of the bare minimum guaranteed done.
Okay.
And then we have a laundry list a mile long of things
just to keep working on.
Yeah. So, and the facade, of course, we want to make the place look really, really nice.
Yeah.
That awning, I don't know. I'm sure the material is shot, but I'm afraid to take it down.
Nobody wants to take it out to see what's good.
Well, because if I unwind it and the mechanism breaks, then I'm stuck. I have to get it off the wall. So I'm waiting till I have a crew that can rescue me if I get it stuck.
Understandable. Understandable. As everybody has been coming in, because I know you had a lot of members of theater, and even some former members have shown up to,
yes, absolutely. A ton of help. That's always very appreciated. I think the very end of July got a little bit slowed down just because I think there was some vacation time piling on. And in fact, just this last weekend, I was out of pocket. So, but I think we're getting to the end of that, and we'll be able to have a little bit larger crews again to finish up.
It'll be an ongoing, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a while. So go keep working at it and we'll see what kind of things come along. In the meantime, miracle worker, we're moving ahead. So you'll be having, having people in reading, I'm guessing. I've got to guess, just off the top of my head, Ingrid. She probably
You'll see Ingrid, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought so. Because I heard that she might be quite interested. So she's one of the many I heard. She has come up several times now to be part of production.
They've been really great about supporting us as a community theater, and I hope we're supporting them as she's a young actress who is. We're lucky to have her right now because she's going to be somebody someday that will say, oh, we knew her when.
Yeah. So. And she does multiple productions.
Yes, she does.
So she's always busy.
Yeah. Miracle worker.
Folks, when we're talking, I can't remember her last name, but Ingrid's, her parents, she came up, Matilda?
Yes. Yeah, she played Matilda. Yeah, and she said that was the one role she really wanted to play. And so then when I started talking to her about Miracle Worker, I said, well, if you played Helen in Miracle Worker, you wouldn't have any lines to learn at all. And she had so many lines in Matilda. And so as we know, the only lines that we hear from Helen are wah-wah at the end. That's it.
Yeah. But she, this is one of those things where a little different for her and stuff. But she has done, she kind of picks her parts. She there are things she really likes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. She's something. Anyway, let me give the dates for the show. We'll be September 21, 22, 23. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the following Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. So the last two weekends in September is when we'll go on stage. And we hope we go on stage in our building. So that's kind of where we're at with that. So
a busy end of September is what you got.
Absolutely.
All right. And I see all performances 7 in the evening.
That's correct. Yeah.
No matinees.
Now, if we were going to do matinee, then we might do an evening show. There's no way that you could do this twice in one day. This is going to be a high-energy show.
Is it long?
It's three acts, but okay. It's not overly long. It's just a lot of energy. For Helen and for Annie, mm-hmm. They do hand-to-hand combat sometimes. It takes a lot of
it'll
energy.
Well, at least I know that Christopher didn't try out for Helen, so I knew
I did not get that part, darn.
You know, the beard kind of gets in the way.
That would have been a challenge. All right, so Miracle Worker, let's kind of run through. That's going to start the season, but the others that are coming up, what do we have after that? You got the Swan Princess?
The Swan Princess, yeah. Keisha Johnson will be directing that.
Okay, and that's going to be our holiday one. Yep. Holiday. This is the one that Michelle told me about, and I'm still kind of wondering. The musical.
Yes.
Gilligan's Island, the musical.
Oh, yeah. Great fun.
our captain.
And it starts with, of course, the theme song. Yeah. So who knows, maybe the audience will sing along.
Hey, probably. I'm pretty sure we'll probably. That could very likely be. That's in February next year. Next year, but that'll be a fun one. And guess who is among the directors? It's a co-direction.
Yeah, Gershom and I will be assistant to the director.
All right, cool.
He'll have to push you around probably.
Yeah, he's got top billing this time.
And then Don Quixote will be the last one. What was it? De La Center?
Yeah, so one of the fellows in the old folks' home kind of thinks he's Don Quixote.
Yeah. And your wife's going to direct.
Yep,
Pam Webster,
are going to direct that. Written by a fella they knew way back in college. Lo, these few days ago.
Yeah, it's about a month or two. But yeah.
That's right.
So, David Barford. Barford? Barford.
Barford. Mm-hmm.
Barford. And Barford. So that'll be fun. Sounds fun anyway. That's going to be...
He's the same one that did the... show for The Last of the Dragons.
Okay.
Not the lyrics and the music, but the main script.
He had written the script for that.
Yeah.
And I've read the script. I was skeptical, but I think it's going to be really good.
So we are talking probably an older cast for that one.
Yeah, and it's one of those that it has to be done right so that folks understand that the heart is in the right place. Because if you deal with sensitive issues, you can botch it if you don't know what you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
But the script is capable, and Pam and Michelle both have huge hearts, and so I think it'll go beautifully.
All right.
I think it'll be a good show.
So I don't know if Susan was around to watch Michelle's little clubs, but they were still going. In fact, she's got a couple of them left yet, I think, on Wednesdays, right?
I worked with one night of
them. Did you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, people from community theater, different with different things, and would come in and just kind of teach a little bit about theater.
Yeah.
Did you do any?
I did. I did lights, and one person did accents, and another did stage movement.
Yeah, that accent one, I said, that's, you know, every time I think he comes out like a pirate thing.
So I have one accent, yeah. Yes. That's about somewhere between piracy and Scotch.
Yeah.
Scottish, maybe I should have said.
Or Scotch.
Yeah.
But what did you help with?
We were talking about auditioning for the Miracle Worker.
Oh,
so that
okay.
So that the young ladies who were in the cast would have some idea about how to audition for the show, because it's... You can't read for those parts. It's mostly movement.
It's acting.
It is acting. It is acting and movement. That's right.
It did. I know it sounded like they were all going very well. I mean, you know, the clubs, the club nights. She wanted to give it a try, and that seemed to go pretty well. Because we've talked about what we've done in the past for summer youth theaters, and again, it's kind of morphed as what was available and what we could do, and now having these clubs, and she's been and then having different people come in and work on things. What did she talk? John Hoffman came in and he talked about the use of the space and movement.
I know things. John Hoffman's going to do the next one, audition tips for general auditioning for things. So that's what he's going to do this week, I think.
And so those are the...
Last week.
But that's the... I mean, those are the things that you learn. And for a lot of young people, when they get into going to school, and we've watched it over the years, we've got a large contingent coming out of junior high that go into high school, and they're very comfortable being on stage.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch them.
We did some theater games the night I was there, and it's called building machines, and so they have to work with each other to do movement and sounds, and it's fun to watch them work with that stuff, and they have a good time. So,
I remember way back when Mary Mabee said her goal was always get them on stage and get them comfortable.
Yep,
and they will always perform then.
And then someday they could be.
Who knows?
A radio disc jockey.
Yeah.
Or news person on the radio.
They could.
Yes. You know, every time I come in, I remember when I first went to college, my freshman year, I got on the radio. And it is so nerve-wracking to know what buttons to push and what buttons to not push so you don't blow things up. Not literally, but I'm glad you're dealing with all that.
For me, I let out the magic smoke, you know. So we had good tryouts for good auditions, I should say, for the Miracle Worker. We'll have the production coming up here the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of September, and again, 28th, 29th, and 30th.
And people can come out for the first time and see our new theaterized space. Sure. I hope that's what we end up seeing, and I think people will be thrilled.
And rumor has it, even as you're getting started, you've already had some pre-sales going.
Yes, before we even had auditions, we had sold some tickets already. People are excited to come, first of all, excited for this show, but also excited to come see our new space. And
so online, I'm guessing are they still available online now, or what's the best process?
Go to our website. There's a link for the show. So,
BooneCommunityTheater.org.
That's
where I go.
Yeah. And then there's a link to
tickets. That's where I got this stuff
there.
Here.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can call, because I have the phone number too, and leave a message if you must, 515-303-0393. 303-0393. You got it. All right. Susan, good to see you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Looking forward to this production coming up in September. Thanks
very
for joining
much.
Us.
Thanks, Jim.